Kai Cenat, a YouTuber and streamer known for his pranking content, has rapidly grown in the entertainment sphere over the past couple months.
All right, we're coming back tomorrow.
No, you're not.
Yes,
no, you're not. You're never invited ever again. You're never invited ever again. I don't want to see you ever again. You look dusty.
You don't want to press me. You're dusty, and you want to pick up
this. Yeah, you look dusty.
Just last week, with 80,000 subscribers, he became the most subscribed to English-speaking creator on Twitch, a streaming platform. However, Cenat noted how black creators are treated differently.
People of my color hasn't been through, bro, we've been unrecognized, bro, and I refuse. I'm telling you right now, I refuse for my community to go unnoticed. There's not one time I've seen anybody in my community on the f***ing front page of your platform, bro.
Twitch and other platforms have had issues regarding the black community in the past. Since the beginning of the year, smaller streamers struggled with hate raids. These raids are categorized by a boost of viewership from bots spamming racist rhetoric in streamers' chats.
And these kinds of things have been happening. So was that the first time that you really saw it as being like, oh my god, okay, so this they're seeking me out? Or had the sort of sporadic ones that you'd seen leading up to that been of a similar nature? Or were they just...
No, I think they were kind of dipping their toe in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were seeing what they could get away with and what they couldn't.
Sure.
But that was the first one that was, like, specifically targeted at me personally.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the, you know, this channel's overrun by the, or own, is owned by the KKK. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't that. Because I've seen that before. Like, that's not original.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, okay.
In May, the hashtag #TwitchDoBetter trended. Twitch finally responded after it trended again in August by rolling out an update to the chatting experience. However, in the past week, gambling was immediately banned on the platform after it was discovered a streamer used the platform to scam viewers and other streamers due to their gambling addiction. This caused many black creators to feel neglected by the platform, as Twitch was not so fast to react with their issues. Black creators have suggested to implement IP banning and two-step authorization to lessen the harassment of bots, but all were ignored. Wreck-It Raven, known for starting the hashtag, told the Washington Post, "I'm tired of feeling like I'm not allowed to exist based off of circumstances that are out of my control, and I know other people are too." Twitch is not the only platform where content creators struggle. Back in August, Corey Kenshin, a family-friendly gaming YouTuber, came out with a video speaking on how he feels treated differently by YouTube for being black. Kenshin notes how other content creators with similar content were not being age-restricted, but his videos were. Age restriction causes videos to not be seen by as many viewers and are less likely to be promoted, interfering with their ability to grow.
And admittedly, I cannot 100% prove that race had everything to do with this. But I can tell you the people on that policy team, those shadow people that are anonymous and get to enact their will however they see fit. How can we be sure that they take a black person's video and a white person's video, and it can be the same exact video, and they restrict the black person's video, but not the white person's video? These situations always coincide with an uptick of growth, and it always just comes off like we can't let this black guy get too high up. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
His video enlightened many content creators to speak out on the connection between race and growth on social media platforms. Kai Cenat now sits at 104,470 subscribers on Twitch, gaining over 20,000 in the span of a week. Cenat and other creators spoke on Twitch's lack of acknowledgement of his success on the platform. Although he sits at the top, he used his platform to remind the viewers that much of his community continues to struggle, that the issues of the past persist, and that black creators remain suppressed.